give you a clap of hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Very, very quickly, this is not a preaching. This is a charge and then prayer. If you came with material point of contact for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb or trusting God for marital establishment, you can drop it around the floor near where you are. And then the overall charge is called divine establishment. Whether God is going to establish you maritally or establish you with the fruit of the womb. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 68 and in verse 6, Psalm 68 and in verse 6, God setteth the solitary in families, the lonely, the isolated, the single. He set them in families. He brings out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Critical thing is, God is the establisher of people. God is a specialist in establishing lives and destinies. And if God will establish you, no devil can destabilize your life. Say the loudest amen. Every single here today, my God and your God shall establish you. Say that amen like a believer. Every single here today, my God shall give you your own family. He shall establish you. Shout the loudest amen. These are the things that God will do to establish you. Number one, favor to find and be found, or be found. Favor. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. Favor to find or be found. That is part of what shall be prophesied upon you now. Number two, wisdom to do the right thing. People can step into relationship and lose it for lack of wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10 said, wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom to do the right thing. Wisdom to do the right thing. Number three, light to know areas of life and character to adjust. God gives you light to say, okay, if I adjust my behavior in this way or in that way, He will make me available and marriable. Psalm 119 verse 9. Wherewith shall a man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. There are people that marriage is ready for, but they are not ready for marriage on character grounds. God knows that if they marry like this, it will end in divorce. So, light from God to know areas of life and character to adjust, and adjust them in a hurry. Number four is power to dismantle every spell of limitation or stagnation. Every spell, whatever ties you down, there is a power to break it. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 28-27. In that day the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the demonic spell that has tied you down and prevented you from moving forward so far, the power to break it can be released. That was number four, right? Number five. Revelation to unveil every hidden demonic mystery. Anything that is a mystery. There are people, the devil claim they have been married to the gods of their family and so on. All manner of terrible mysteries. Revelation to unveil hidden demonic mysteries. In John chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shines in darkness. So Lord, is there any reason why I am still where I am? Then one revelation, one dream, one vision unveils it and then destroys it. And number six, spiritual sensitivity to know and recognize the right person. Spiritual sensitivity to know and recognize the right person. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Capacity to be guided. One of the challenges why marriages don't last today is because people just choose wife like they choose cloth. These six things, we shall pray about them, make declarations about them, and for everyone trusting God to be established maritally between now and the next convention. In fact, between now and the end of the year, some are already settled. Say the loudest amen. Now, establishment of fruitfulness. There are things that must be understood. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and then verse 28. The Bible said, and God said, let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Then jump to verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two things, well, note the following for establishment in fruitfulness. Number one, every human being was created by God to be fruitful. In fact, fruitfulness is a mandate of creation. You can put that dash or under that. Every human being was created to be fruitful. The meaning of it is fruitfulness is a mandate of creation. To be fruitful is to merely obey commandment. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Number two, the blessing of fruitfulness precedes the curse of barrenness. Before the curse ever arrived, the blessing was on ground. Before the curse ever arrived, it is as if light was on ground before darkness came. The blessing of fruitfulness precedes the curse of fruitlessness. Very, very important. Number three, God can suspend any protocol to produce the miracle of fruitfulness. He can suspend any protocol to produce the miracle of fruitfulness. That is, no reason is reasonable enough to stop any man or woman from giving birth to children. Mary said, "How shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel said, the Holy Ghost, Luke chapter 1 from verse 36, let's say, the angel, okay, back up a little bit. Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any protocol, low sperm count protocol, blocked fallopian tube, endometriosis, uterine fibroid, any protocol is suspendable. And it will be suspended now. Number 4, God is the giver of children. Husband, stop expecting your wife to give you children. Wife, even if they told you that your husband has low sperm count, stop expecting husband to give you children. It is God who gives you children. Let's take Psalm 127 from verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. Children are an heritage. They are the inheritance of God. God owns the children. So he is the giver of children. So this afternoon, expect to receive your children from God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. And number, now, I told a woman who said that she had a challenge during every time it is ovulation time, the husband loses the power for husband and wife relationship. Nothing will happen at all at that time until the season of our fertility season has passed. Passed where? Then the husband is back again. What shall we do? I said to her, it is not your husband that will give you the children. The devil is wasting his time. God will give you the children. You know what happened? In a month where she was not even observing the fertility season, where there was almost zero relationship between husband and wife, let's say zero, she started feeling somehow. Went to the hospital. She was confirmed pregnant. Finally, number 5. When God gets ready to walk, God moves mysteriously, speedily, and surprisingly. Mysteriously, speedily, surprisingly. So it will beat your imagination, beat every imagination, beat every prediction. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 3. I have declared the former things from the beginning. Anything I told you I would do, I declared it. They went out of my mouth, forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. And I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. For some woman seated here, God, a man seated here, that thing you are trusting God for all this while, including the fruit of the womb, he shall do them suddenly. and they shall come to pass. Take a look at these testimonies and we shall pray. Testimony, Sister Peace Aboje, Miracle Baby Via Encounter. I'm sure their pictures are there. At the end of the day, you let us see them. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. After our wedding, my husband had a dream where God's servant, Dr. Pastor Enenche, handed him a baby girl. After the encounter, I became pregnant with this baby girl, but 9 months into the pregnancy, as I was due to deliver, the doctor said my amniotic fluid was in excess and that I could not deliver naturally. So I was later booked for a cesarean session. While on the operation table, I passed out and saw myself traveling onto the path to eternity. While I was on the fast lane, behold, God's servant, Dr. Pastor Paul, and then she appeared to me and asked me, what are you doing here? I told him, sir, I don't know where I am and I am looking for my way. Then he said to me, go back now. I am in worry. I will see you later. Brethren, I came back from that encounter with debt and realized that God's servant was actually in a program in Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. And my baby girl was born on the senior pastor's birthday. Few months later, my baby died, and for 15 to 20 minutes, prayer went up to God for her. While I reached out for the Seeds of Destiny devotional and used it to wrap the dead child, and the baby woke up. How many testimonies in one? Since then, God has been on our side, and I have come to give him the praise. Pregnancy by divine encounter. Died before, that's our picture there, and the baby. Died while trying to deliver. Returned back to herself. Baby died later. Baby returned back. God will give you the same testimony. Thank you for that picture that you showed. Testimony number two. Sister Veronica Ezangbedo. Barrenness of 6 years canceled by the power of God. Ah, Lord God. All right. I'll go straight. I came to Dunamis International Gospel Center, Abuja, all the way from Taraba State, Nigeria, because of a hormonal condition known as hyperprolactinemia associated with galactoria, spontaneous production of flow of breast milk. I was constantly experiencing a breast milk flow while I was not yet a nursing mother or breastfeeding a baby. During one of the healing and deliverance services, God's servant Dr. Paul Enenche mentioned my condition, that there were women expressing spontaneous breast milk flow, stating that the condition is contraceptive. And so as long as the breast milk continued to flow, they will not be able to get pregnant. I was actually 6 years in marriage without any recorded pregnancy. As God's servant made the declaration, I rushed out to the altar and he asked the female ushers to ask me to take me to the restroom and check my breast. When they checked me, behold, the milk flow had stopped. So I told him that the breast milk had stopped flowing. And he asked me how many children I wanted to have. And I told him I wanted to have 8 children. And the whole church screamed. He prayed for me and said, go and have your children. The following month I got pregnant. And the result is this baby. This is baby number one. And I am going to have the 8 children complete to the glory of God. She's there. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Give the Lord a big, very soon your picture will be showing like this here. Let's go. Testimony number three. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Sister Iberi Maduka, now I have a baby boy. Some time ago, a particular woman in my husband's village challenged my husband that he would not have a baby boy. Consequently, I struggled so much since my wedding to give birth to a baby boy that in the process of seeking a baby boy, I gave birth to 7 girls. Years later, when my husband traveled to the village to build a house, the evil woman still confronted him, repeating the same thing that, I told you, you can never give birth to a baby boy. When my husband came back, I started crying and told God to give me a baby boy. Then one day, while in a dream, someone told me to go to Dunamis International Gospel Center, because that is where I will have a baby boy. I woke up from the sleep and asked a neighbor, where is Dunamis International Gospel Center? Because I had not heard of the church before. My neighbor told me the church was located at Area 1, Abuja, and she even decided to take me there. She also told me that she had paralysis some time ago, and God healed her in Dunamis Church. Afterwards, I had a dream encounter with God using the face of his handmaiden, Dr. Becky Enenche, where she gave me a baby boy. And 2 years after that encounter, God gave me a baby boy after 7 years, to the glory of God. I'm sure you show us our picture as well. That's right. Boy right down there. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Next. Testimony, Sister Mary Dallap. My baby was a birthday gift. My auntie vowed that I will never get married. But through my connection to this commission, Dunamis International Gospel Center, I got married in church and started trusting God for the fruit of the womb. I also had an encounter with the power of God in this church, and the yoke of barrenness was broken off my life. This happened through the declaration of God's servant on his birthday, June 4th, 2013. Now I have a baby, and I want to thank God for remembering me. To God be the glory. That's right. She's right there with her testimony. Yes, move to the next person. Sister Joy Innocent. The wizard died and the pregnancy was confirmed. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered, for I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. My 6-year-old marriage had always experienced mysterious miscarriages due to witchcraft attacks. Every time I got pregnant, my uncle appeared to me in the dream of the night, and 3 days later, the pregnancy will end in miscarriage. I had lost many pregnancies in the process. I was in church a few months ago when God's servant Dr. Paul Enenche mentioned that there was a woman in church whose native name, by English interpretation, means God knows. I suddenly came down under the power of the Holy Ghost while some ushers assisted me down the aisle, and God's servant prayed for me. After that prayer, my uncle, who always appeared in my dreams, died. And shortly after, I got pregnant. Now it has been several months into the pregnancy. I did not have miscarriage, and the evil dream has also stopped, to the glory of God. I like us to confirm that the pregnancy continued and she delivered fully. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Sister Amaka Iktebum, 20 years barrenness gone. Are you just looking like that? After my wedding, 20 years ago, conception became elusive. As days turned into months, and months turned into years, until we marked 20 years wedding anniversary empty-handed. I became a subject of mockery to both families and friends, who felt that my condition appeared strange as a child of God. Everyone had written me off as far as pregnancy was concerned. However, during the February 2017 worship and wonders night, God's servant Dr. Paul Enenche prophetically picked me out from the crowd and spoke fruitfulness into my life, although he was not aware of my barren condition. Some months after the prophecy, behold, I got pregnant for the first time in 20 years. She had never miscarried. No pregnancy at all for 20 years. It was unbelievable for many people who knew my condition. During the pregnancy, I was confronted with lots of spiritual attacks because the enemies claimed that they were taken by surprise. In one of those confrontations in a dream, I saw two personalities who were shocked that I was pregnant and asked me, "Who delivered you?" I replied and told them that Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche delivered me. They were confused and took me to a forest and showed me a big python that was meant to ensure that I died in barrenness. But surprisingly, the big python had died. Are you just looking like that? With the head cut off, I was actually decomposing. In another dream of the night, I saw a wicked man who struggled to break the hand of my baby during delivery. But immediately I delivered my baby, behold, the man had an accident in the physical and had his own hand broken. Did you hear that? 20 years, he didn't miss her period once. She. Then when she got pregnant, "Who delivered you?" Dr. Paul Enenche. "Come, let's show you a python that is meant to ensure that you cannot be pregnant, that you die barren." Behold, they came. Python was dead, head cut off, already decomposing. The python had been killed without their notice. Every power of your enemy shall die before they know. Every power of the enemy resisting your destiny shall die before they know. And then another wizard came to break the hand of the child. That wizard, when the child was born, had accident and his hand was broken in the physical. Now my baby and I are strong and healthy to the glory of God. I have come to return all the glory to Jehovah at work in this Dunamis church. See her. 20 years. 20 years. God has done some things in this place. So let's look at the next one. Brother Ernest Akpan. Barrenness of 21 years. Broken. Fair an encounter. But upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. My wife and I wedded 21 years ago, but every effort to have a child proved aborted before now. In our quest for solution, God made a way for us to see his servant, whom he used to break the yoke of barrenness in our lives. Shortly after, the man of God prayed for us, asking God for double for our trouble. My wife conceived and had a set of triplets to the glory of God. Although one of the babies was lost, we have a boy and a girl alive and well now. We have come to return all the glory to God for taking away our shame. Stand on your feet with a loud shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Did you receive anything at all? Let's sing that song, Only You Can Do What No Man Can Do. Once we have done that, if you came with your baby things or anything as a point of God to either get married or get your children, you can hold them. Pastors, in a short time, you stretch your two hands on behalf of every member of your congregation that is trusting God for the fruit of the womb or trusting God to be maritally settled. Only you can do what no man can do. Let's celebrate.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you
can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
For you can change every situation around, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you.
Your two hands in front of you now, and if you have baby things or anything like that, you place it. If you are not trusting God for the fruit of the womb, maybe the fruit of your hands, maybe your business or something that needs to be fruitful, you can stretch your hands. And those who have something at the point of contact, either lift it up or stretch it before you. Dr. Mr. Nature, you join me here and pray in agreement for the marital establishment of the singles. I'd like you to begin to identify the date of your marriage. Father, I thank you because by December latest, 5th, whatever, just identify the date. Begin to identify the number of children you are going to give birth to. Begin to call the names of the children and identify. Those watching via the satellite, the internet, the same testimonies, the same things happening here will be happening where you are. Speak to God now. Let's go.
Lift your hands high up. Those of you trusting God, first of all, to be married, and those trusting for the fruit of the womb, and every one of us who can all pray together, there's no harm. We're going to renounce covenants and curses and pronouncements and witchcraft activities. Like that lady, some of the testimonies, the witch and the witchcraft people died. The python that was assigned was cut up and was already decomposing. We are going to pray and we are going to disconnect from them and set them on fire. So say it after me, Lord Jesus, today I reaffirm my relationship with you. I rededicate my life to you today. And today I declare I am in covenant with Jesus, and therefore I cannot be in covenant with the devil at the same time. Today, I call your name. And then if you are a pastor, call the name of the ministry. On behalf of the ministry and the membership, call their names. Today, I stand on the authority of the word of God to renounce and denounce every covenant I have entered into, knowingly or unknowingly, or was entered on my behalf, that is working against my life or my destiny, that is working against my settlement in life, that is working against my fruitfulness in life, that is working against my explosion in every direction that I desire. In the name of Jesus, today I renounce ancestral curses. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. For Jesus was made a curse for me. Therefore, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every familial curse, every curse of hell working against my life, working against my destiny, today I renounce you. I denounce you. I disconnect from you. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft altar, every witchcraft coven, where they took my name to for diabolical purposes, today I set you on fire in Jesus' name. And I retrieve my credentials from your record. In the name of Jesus, every monitoring gadget they used to monitor my life, today I set you gadget on fire in Jesus' name. Today I declare I am in the physical. I have no business being married in the spiritual. Therefore, today I divorce every spirit husband. I divorce every spirit wife. I set myself free in Jesus' name. And in the same line, I divorce from spirit children. I am in the physical. I am married in the physical. I will have my children in the physical, male and female, in Jesus' name. Anyone that covenanted me to any spirit husband or any spirit wife, today that covenant is binding on that one. And I am free because I am under the covenant of Jesus. Today, I take authority over male factors, over female factors, over hormonal factors, over cervical factors, over uterine factors, over low sperm counts, over cervical incompetence. And I declare my fruitfulness, the fruitfulness of my body, the fruitfulness of the works of my hand, the fruitfulness of the members of our ministry, in Jesus' name. Today, I declare my freedom and I receive my establishment maritally and the children and fruit of the womb. In Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a praise. Lift up the things right now. Foundation has been laid. Can you place those points on establishment of the singles on the screen? Then we'll get it one by one. Now, stretch All right, take it up. Take it up. Let the hands be up. You are receiving. And all the points of contact. I prophesy to everyone here and the pastors representing their congregation here. I prophesy today the favor upon the single to find or be found as a young girl, a young man, to find the right person or to be found as the right person. That favor is released upon you now. Receive the favor now. Receive the favor now. Receive the favor now. Receive the favor now. Every trace of rejection, every trace of misfortune, every trace of disfavor that has kept you from being married is broken now. I prophesy upon you today the wisdom to do the right things. The wisdom not to destroy your relationships. The wisdom not to make the wrong moves is released upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Light from God. To know the areas of life and character to adjust. Any lifestyle or character or behavior that is preventing you from stepping into your home, into your marital establishment, the light of it is released upon you in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral demonic witchcraft spell that tied you down, tied your congregation down, tied your brothers and your sisters down from getting married, I declare by the power of God, it is broken. Receive power to break it. Every hidden demonic mystery, whatever so-called covenant or anything was done on your behalf to tie you down from getting married or getting children, in this season, both the mystery and the solution of it is revealed. The mystery and the solution is unveiled. And I pray for spiritual sensitivity to know the right person and to be married to the right person. Between now and this year end, the Lord has already settled you. By this time next year, you are coming to the convention as a married person. For those who are due to be married, you are coming with your spouse. And I now pray for the fruit of the womb. That's right. Please bear us on the screen. Shakokobabada. You are under the mandate of heaven to bring forth children. Therefore, I prophesy, go and fulfill the mandate. Go and be fruitful. Every force from hell that is interfering with this mandate in your life, that force is broken right now. The blessing is senior to the curse. The blessing was on the ground before any family or ancestral curse came along. God pronounced a blessing before any devil will pronounce a curse. So I declare today, in the same way that the light dissolves darkness, the blessing of God that existed before the curse caused every curse of fruitlessness to disappear from your life right now. In the name of Jesus. Any protocol, medical verdict, utterance, anything that is a protocol, spiritual, physical, medical, preventing you, your church members, the congregation, from getting fruitful, is now suspended, is now set aside in the name of Jesus. And now, the God who gives children, there was one of the testimonies, I just picked a few testimonies. Very, very soon, we'll have a handbook where you have all these testimonies inside. We thought that is this category, different categories. We thought that this could be ready for this conference, but it's not ready yet. Listen to this. Any condition that made it impossible for your wife to give birth to children, whether tubes are tight or blocked, or sperm count is zero, God, who is the giver of children, will bypass those situations and give the children. He will bypass the conditions and give you the children. And I decree today, He will do it mysteriously. He will do it mysteriously. He will do it speedily. Before the wicked people know you are pregnant, you have already gone very far. Before they know you are about to deliver, you have already delivered. The Lord will cause you to operate under their radar to give birth to children. I call it done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And by this convention next year, your children are already in your hands. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Wave what is in your hand in your hands and celebrate the King of Kings. Now before I say, do your release, can you do 3 minutes dance to God to celebrate in advance of the testimonies? Do so. While we are doing so, if you came in here today, you have not yet given your life to Jesus, you need to be born again, you need to be saved, quickly pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here and let us receive you. Go ahead.
But my strength and my Lord,
3 minutes.
That I'm here today.
Wait. On the day of your child dedication, how will you dance? Dance it now. Don't let tiredness frustrate you. When that... Pastor, how many of you know you have some members in the church that are a concern? Father, Lord, this woman, so faithful, this girl, let her marry. Father God, this couple, they are so committed to church. Let them give birth to children. When these people are to dedicate their children, how will you dance? Because when God does it for them, He validates your calling. Yes. It's a validation of your ascent. So I want all of us, pastor, congregation, dance like that for the next 3 minutes. All right. Because of those coming for the altar call, the floor may not be free, but the aisles are free. Go ahead, 3 minutes.
I'm gonna look here.
bottle of oil or something. Just wave something.
Come on. Hear your name. Day by day.
That we did not waste our time today. From 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. 7 hours. We didn't waste it. Did we waste it? Did we waste it? Look at your neighbor, say we didn't waste our time today. That is 7 hours in his presence without notice. Did you notice? Did you notice? But if I told you we'll spend 7 hours, you will be looking at your time when it is 2 hours. Hallelujah! That is when you know that revival is on. Time loses value. Time passes without notice. Amen. We'll be seen in the evening in 4.5 hours time. That's sufficient time to have a siesta. 5:30 p.m. Pastors, sons of the ministries, will see just 5 minutes after this closure, and then we shall be released. Lift up your hands. Anyone who still needs to step forward to give their life to Christ, step forward and let's receive you. And for everyone here today, all that you receive today is established and it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Proceed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you in Jesus' precious name. And 2022, what is it? Overflowing grace and glory. How are you doing? How is your life? How is your business? How is your finances? How is everything about you? In the overflow. Proceed in the overflow. In Jesus' precious name. God bless you.